Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
Hi guys, this is Celine.
And it is a good thing I am teaching with Celine today, because back last year I needed to buy some special river tracing boots in the summer, and I was having some trouble finding a place that sold it, and I thought, which of my co-workers might know? And Celine was the first person to spring to my mind because you've been doing this special outdoor activity. What was it?
Okay, well, it's called SUP, or you can call it stand-up paddle boarding.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we went paddling on a surfboard on open sea.
Yeah, very early in the morning.
Yeah,
really early.
Sunrise.
Okay, that's lovely. I'd like to try that, but could you surf, like stand-up surf?
Oh, it's way scarier than paddle boarding. Can you?
No, I've never really tried like surfing. I've done, you know, bodyboarding, which is when you sort of lie on the board and just go in on the wave.
Okay.
But not standing up. I would fall off and get hurt and stuff. If my friends go surfing, I just kind of hang out on the beach, take a few photos and just relax.
I would do the same. Anyway, the reason we are talking about all these outdoor activities is that in today's article, Pat and Laura are going on an outdoor activity themselves.
That's right. They're taking a camping trip. We'll talk a little bit about our own camping experiences later, but first let's read through the article and find out how Pat and Laura get on.
Reading. Pat and Laura go camping.
Pat and Laura are at a campsite.
This is going to be an amazing adventure.
I know. It's nice to escape the suburbs and return to the great outdoors.
Say, where did all our friends go?
They're off exploring the woods. It's fairly late, so we should set up our tent before it gets dark.
How do we do that?
First, we lay down this ground cloth. Next, we insert these tent poles through this cloth to make the frame of the tent. After that, we can raise the tent.
And then we're finished?
No. The final step is to hammer these pegs into the ground. This will keep the tent steady if it gets windy.
After we finish setting up this tent, can we eat? I'm starving.
Okay, when the others return, let's build a campfire and cook some hot dogs and beans.
I brought some marshmallows too. We can put them on sticks and roast them for dessert.
Great idea. Then we can sit around the fire telling ghost stories if you're not too chicken.
I'm no coward. Besides, what's there to be nervous about?
Pat and Laura jump as they hear a coyote howl.
So the article starts with a description of what's going on. It says Pat and Laura are at a campsite. A campsite, this is all one word, it's an area where people are allowed to camp. Now, in many countries, you just can't camp anywhere. You have to go to a particular place.
Yeah, I think that's also true in Taiwan.
Okay.
我们先看到了这个第一段场景叙述，这个 Pat 和 Laura 在一个 campsite， 那 campsite 呢就是露营地的意思。在很多国家你是不能乱露营的，通常都会有特别规划露营地供人露营。 Laura seems pretty excited about it. She says, this is going to be an amazing adventure.
And Pat agrees with her. He says, I know. It's nice to escape the suburbs and return to the great outdoors. So in that sentence, we use the word suburb. A suburb is an area or a district outside the center of the city. Now, most of the time, suburbs are areas with lots of houses, as it's where people live. I mean, there are shops and schools and small businesses, parks, but mostly a suburb is just where people live rather than go to work. We can use it as a plural with the, so the suburbs, to mean the built-up areas for living around a city centre.
好，我们这边看到第一个字 suburb。 我们可以先看到这个字的字首 sub, S-U-B。通常呢 ,sub 通常有着这个依附在什么之下或是临近的意思。像是这个 tropical 是热带的，那 subtropical 呢就是副热带的或是亚热带的。那看到 urb, 我们应该就可以想这个 urban 这个字吧，也就是城市的意思。所以 suburb 合在一起呢就是城市附近的区域。那复数的 suburbs 则通常特指这个近郊的住宅区。那这个字可能对于这个住商混合台湾人们来说比较难懂，但是其实许多欧美的大城市市中心都会是商办大楼，那住的地方通常就是在外围啦。 So why does Pat call it the great outdoors?
Well, this is a sort of saying that people have to talk about nature and the countryside. So great, the word great here means both very big and very good. And so this phrase, the great outdoors, has the meaning of being in places with forests and rivers, mountains, wild animals, big open spaces with great views and so on.
Okay, I get it. Next, we see that Laura says,Say, where did all our friends go?
Now here, she started off by saying say, and we can use this word in this way to introduce a new topic of conversation, and very often to ask a question. So it's not like the verb say, someone says something, it's more like a transition, and it's only really in spoken conversation. You won't often see it written down unless you're reading dialogue, like in the conversation in the article.
Say 这边的意思呢，不是真的当作动词说，而是像个发语词，像是 hey, hey 这种感觉。So, Pat and Laura are all on their own.、Mm-hmm. They came with other people, but the others have left them.
Okay, so then Pat tells Laura they're off exploring the woods. And he also says, it's fairly late, so we should set up our tent before it gets dark.
Yes, putting up a tent is much harder when you can't see what you are doing. Laura asks Pat, how do we do that?
Okay, well, Pat does know what to do. He says, first, we lay down this ground cloth. Now, this is the bit at the bottom of the tent, and it's waterproof, so even if the ground is a bit wet, you won't really feel it.
Pat then moves on to the next step. He says...Next, we insert these tent poles through this cloth to make the frame of the tent.
That's right. Now here, Pat used the verb insert, which means to either place or push or fit one thing into another thing. So tent ground cloths have holes or other small gaps in them. So the idea is to put the tent poles in the holes to make the frame.The ground cloth also helps keep the tent poles fairly stable because they fit in the holes, they stretch the sheet out, and it all holds together. Another example of insert would be inserting your phone charger into your phone or a USB stick into a computer.
Okay, 今天的第二个单字呢是 insert, 是插入的意思。那在文章里 ,Laura 和 Pat 要把这些 tent pole, 也就是这个银柱插进帐篷的布里面。那通常会有钩子之类的可以把银柱勾住哦。那 insert 这个字常用的状况还有像是充电或是用 USB 的时候，像是 insert a USB stick into a computer. So, what do we mean by frame?
Well, the frame of something is kind of like our bones. It's the bit on the inside that other things can be attached to or put on top of. A frame needs to be solid and stable so it can hold up the weight of all the other stuff and also give it the right shape.
Mm-hmm. Frame 呢其实就是框架的意思。那这边呢是指帐篷的骨架。其实像是画框啊镜框也可以用 frame 这个字来表示哦。So time for the next step in tent building. Pat says, after that, we can raise the tent.
Yeah, and this means putting the tent cloth onto the frame. And you often tie it to the tent poles or even push the tent poles through. I had one like that where the poles went through the tent cloth so you could set up the frame and raise the tent at the same time. Anyway, so after they do that, they kind of get most of it done. Laura wants to know, and then we're finished?
And Pat says, No, the final step is to hammer these pegs into the ground.
Yeah, so pegs, these are the things that are made of metal. Sometimes they could be wooden hooks or spikes, but they hold down the tent cloth and keep it in place. To hammer them into the ground means you get a soft-headed hammer and just kind of push or hit the pegs into the ground so they stay there and aren't easily pulled up. After all, you don't want the wind to blow your tent away.
Yeah, peg 呢就是银钉的意思，那通常可以是这个，比如说金属啊，或者是木头做的。那文章里用 hammer 当作动词使用，意思就是用锤子锤进去。那为什么要把帐篷钉住呢？As Pat explains, this will keep the tent steady if it gets windy.
So I actually already used this word steady when we talked about the frame. And if something is steady, it's firmly fixed and balanced and it doesn't move easily. So you want your chair and your desk to be steady so they don't shake. You also need to hold your camera steady in order to take good photos.
Steady 的意思呢是稳固的、稳定的，通常会跟 hold 这个动词连用。像刚刚 Pat 说的 hold your camera steady 就是拿稳什么东西，让什么东西那个保持稳定的意思。那用银钉固定住帐篷后呢，它就会变得稳固了，有风来呢就不会被吹走了。哎，真的不是开玩笑，如果你在海边露营，海风一来是真的会把帐篷吹走的哦。So the tent is nearly ready.、
Mm-hmm.
But Laura has something else on her mind. She asks, after we finish setting up this tent, can we eat? I'm starving!
Okay, now this word starving really actually means you're dying because you don't have enough food. Now, of course, this isn't really happening to Laura. English speakers will often use the word starving just to mean really hungry. And that's what Laura is doing here. So if you miss lunch, then when it's nearly dinner time, you'd say, Mom, I'm starving. What's for dinner?
Okay, starving 这个字呢，这个形容词它是从动词 starve 来的。那 starve 的意思呢，就是使挨饿或是饿死的意思。例如，有些这个无良的宠物主人呢，会把宠物饿死，那就是 some pet owners starve their pets to death. 被放在那边挨饿呢，我们就可以说哦 ，the pets have been starved， 就是挨饿在那边挨饿的意思。那 starving 当然不是指说真的饿死啦，这个形容词呢是夸饰，表示非常非常饿，饿到这个前胸贴后背这么饿的意思。So remember, it's not just Pat and Laura on this camping trip.
That is right, and that's why Pat says.Okay, when the others return, let's build a campfire and cook some hot dogs and beans.
Wow.
Hot dogs and beans, they sound like they're actually cowboys.
Well, maybe that's the plan.
Maybe.
Okay, Laura wants some other food too. She says, I brought some marshmallows too.
Oh, cool. So marshmallows are a kind of soft, sweet candy. The outside is slightly harder than the inside, which is sort of soft, white and chewy. Now, personally, I don't really like marshmallows. I think they taste like soap. But they are a very traditional kind of camping food.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, marshmallows are...Proper camping dessert.
Yeah,
okay.
I can live with them.
Okay, marshmallow 就是棉花糖的意思，可以拿来烤的那种，不是卷成一团的那种。在台湾路上你可以看到这个摊贩在卖的，长像云的那种棉花糖呢，叫做 cotton candy. Now, this is why Laura says we can put them on sticks and roast them for dessert.
Okay, and they do taste better when they're hot and all melted on the inside, I'll admit that.
Mm.
Okay, or you could make s'mores with the graham crackers and chocolate. That's another topic for another time. Okay, so next Pat says, great idea. Then we can sit around the fire telling ghost stories if you're not too chicken.Now here, chicken isn't another food they're planning to cook. It's actually an insult. To find out what we mean when we say you're chicken, let's go to today's Shortcut for You video.
Shortcut for You.
Oh, look! Ron Roger just walked in the door.
Oh, I hope he doesn't see me.
Why not? He likes you.
No, he doesn't.
Don't be silly. You should go over and say hi.
No, I can't.
I'll go say hi for you then, because you're too chicken.
You know, I don't eat chicken. I'm having the soup.
Don't change the subject on me. Your chicken is simply another way to say that a person is a coward or afraid to do something.
Actually, I already knew that your chicken means 你是个胆小鬼。
Why did you change the subject then?
Because I want you to stop talking about Roger.
Too bad your plan didn't work. Hi, Roger.
Hi.
So, if you say to someone, you're chicken, then you mean they're easily scared.
是的 ,chicken 在这边可不是什么好的字眼哦。这个意思就是胆小鬼、懦夫的意思，甚至是可以当动词使用的，像是 chicken out, 就是临阵退缩的意思。Laura isn't chicken, though. She says, I'm no coward.
Yeah, now you should be able to guess what she means there. A coward is a person who isn't brave at all. They're scared of many things and they don't dare to do things that are even a little dangerous, scary, or risky. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes it can be smart to be a coward, as it might stop you from getting hurt, but you do have to be brave and take chances in life if you want to get what you want.
Coward 就是跟刚刚的这个 chicken 一样，都是懦夫的意思。但是 chicken 是比较离俗的说法，有时可以看到一些欧美电影啊、电视啊，常常听到 "Come on, don't be a chicken," 是 "Don't be a coward." 要看这个剧情内容啊，有时候就是在鼓励人，请他不要放弃的意思。I'm no coward 就是 I am not a coward 的意思，就是更口语一点。Laura also adds, besides, what's there to be nervous about?
Yeah, classic kind of setup. Oh, there's nothing out here to be scared of. And then we see in the final piece of description that Pat and Laura jump as they hear a coyote howl. Now, a coyote, which can also be pronounced coyote, both are correct. Apparently, it's just where in the country you come from. This is a coyote or coyote. It's a wild dog-like animal. It's kind of a bit like a wolf, but a little smaller. Coyotes are native to North America, and though they generally eat deer, sheep, and things like that, attacks on humans have been known.
Coyote 呢，就是土狼，念法是比较奇特啦，就是 coyote 或是刚刚说的 coyote。No wonder Pat and Laura are scared when it howls.
Yeah, to howl is to make a long cry that kind of sounds sad and lonely. Now, generally, it's a dog or a wolf or a coyote that howls. And often, these animals howl to say, I'm lost. I'm lost from my pack or my group, and I want to find them again. Similar shorter howls can also be used as greetings between these animals, but at nighttime in the woods, that's going to be scary.
Yeah, scary. Howl 这个动词呢是嚎叫的意思，那通常呢就是在讲说狼或是狗这类的动物发出来的嚎叫，就会用这个字。那如果你看过 Zootopia， 你可能就懂那个声音啦。So that brings us to the end of the article. So let's go to today's For You Chat question.
Okay.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, do you enjoy camping? Why or why not?
Yeah, I remember I really liked it when I was young, when I was a kid. Because when you camp in the nature, you get to see a lot of animals or insects you wouldn't be able to see in the city.
Okay, but you said really liked it when you were a kid. What about now?
Because I haven't done it for such a long time. I'm not sure if I still like it.
Okay. It's not something I do very often, but I do quite enjoy it. It's nice to go outside, and it's something in the UK you'd only really do in the summer, because it's too cold in winter. You don't want to be outside. It's horrible. When I was young, my friends and I went to a big music festival. It was 3 days, so we would camp in a field with thousands of other people. And so it was great fun. Wow. And, you know, you're sort of cooking up very simple food and having a laugh.
It sounds like hippies.
It was a little bit, yeah. I mean, it wasn't the most clean atmosphere I've ever been in. And I guess if you do prefer things to be a little bit cleaner, mm-hmm. then maybe camping isn't for you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just have to get used to that. Okay, I'm not showering. You know, I'm not going to have a proper cooked meal for a while. That sort of thing. A friend of mine went camping in Hong Kong over Chinese New Year. Him and his girlfriend walked 100 km in like 5 days.
5 days?
Camping every night in different places.
Okay.
So, yeah, they have to just wash in the river, maybe use a bathroom, collect water from the river and boil it to drink. So it does sound like a pretty cool adventure. Maybe after the end of 5 days, you'd be just like, I want to go home and get in a bath and a nice, comfortable bed. But it's definitely something I do enjoy doing and I would like to do more of in Taiwan if I have the chance.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. Hopefully, Pat and Laura won't get eaten by a hungry coyote.
Wow.
And they'll be back next month. But thanks for watching, everybody. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Celine.
Talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pat and Laura go camping.
Pat and Laura are at a campsite. This is going to be an amazing adventure.
I know. It's nice to escape the suburbs and return to the great outdoors.
Say, where did all our friends go?
They're off exploring the woods. It's fairly late, so we should set up our tent before it gets dark.
How do we do that?
First, we lay down this ground cloth. Next, we insert these tent poles through this cloth to make the frame of the tent. After that, we can raise the tent.
And then we're finished?
No. The final step is to hammer these pegs into the ground. This will keep the tent steady if it gets windy.
After we finish setting up this tent, can we eat? I'm starving.
Okay. When the others return, let's build a campfire and cook some hot dogs and beans.
I brought some marshmallows, too. We can put them on sticks and roast them for dessert.
Great idea. Then we can sit around the fire telling ghost stories if you're not too chicken.
I'm no coward. Besides, what's there to be nervous about?
Pat and Laura jump as they hear a coyote howl.
Vocabulary review. Suburb. Many people moved out of the city and into the nearby suburbs. Insert. Julian inserted his key into the door and opened it. Steady. The winds were strong, but the tent was steady and didn't fall down. Starving. I was in a hurry today, so I didn't eat breakfast or lunch. I'm starving. Coward. Boris is a coward. He's scared of going rock climbing with us. Howl. At night, the wolves began to howl, which sounded beautiful but scary too.